Yes, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Do you believe that today? Do you believe that within the name of Jesus, there is power to do anything that's needed to be done in your life, anything that is necessary, that within the name of Jesus, that there is deliverance and healing, that there is miraculous glory, that there is blessing. There are blessings in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Good morning, brothers and sisters. And for those of you listening to the recording, hello, hello, hello. I am Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, and God has a powerful word for you today. We're in the book of John in the New Testament, chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. Again, that is the book of John, chapter 2. Verses 13 through 17. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you of how to tune in with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live here on Daily Fire. Tune in by calling 323-870-4180. If you can't call in, you can always listen online on my ministry website, rossi.org, on the broadcast page. Rossi is spelled rossi.org. But if you cannot tune in live, still ensure that you don't miss your fresh word by following the podcast. That way, the recording will be text to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. Follow by texting the message DX to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DX. D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. You'll know that you're following because you'll receive a confirmation text. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. Let's get ready to get into this word. God has a powerful word for us today about what's going on in the community, in our nation, regarding race relations, and what you as a Christian are supposed to be doing and how you should respond. I'm in the book of John, chapter 2. Verses 13 through 17, reading from the KJV. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money sitting. Now listen at these last three verses here. And when he, meaning Jesus, had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep, and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables. And he said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence, make not my Father's house an house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Praise the Lord. Come on and give God a praise for his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is what would Jesus do? Hashtag Black Lives Matter. What would Jesus do? Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Brothers and sisters, unless you have been living under a rock, you have seen what is going on in our nation. Black folks and white folks. Brown folks in every color, every nationality, every socioeconomic status around the globe, standing up and saying that we will no longer tolerate racial injustice. We have come together to say that we will not tolerate the taint and the impropriety. We will no longer accept the systemic racism and the different treatment of blacks in the criminal justice system from those who are non-black. But then there come some, as always, you know, there are some, seeking to chastise those who stand up under the vintage of saying WWJD, I'm sorry. You need to be a little quieter. What would Jesus do? You need to just walk around and peacefully protest. What would Jesus do? You need to just get on your knees and pray and wait on God to do something about it. What would Jesus do? Now, it is true that Jesus at times would be silent. That is what Jesus would do. It is true that Jesus believed in the power of prayer. We saw him teach us the Lord's Prayer. We saw him pray to his Father before the crucifixion. Prayer is what Jesus would do. We know and understand that Jesus was also a patient God. Patience is what Jesus would do. But I wanted to ensure that as you are chastising people with the Word of God, that you made sure that you gave them the whole Bible of what Jesus would do. Not just giving them the John 3:16 Jesus who so loved the world that he gave his life. He is our martyr, our sacrifice and savior. But that before you get to John 3:16, that you deal with the John 2:15 Jesus. The Jesus who turned tables over at the sight of impropriety and unrighteousness. At the sight of those who would take the house and the philosophy and the teachings of Christ. Yes, yes, yes. What would Jesus do? You see, there is such a thing as righteous anger. We just saw it here in John 2:13 through 17 that I read to you. It said, Jesus, he went up to Jerusalem. You see, Jesus was not always sitting down just waiting for the fight to come to him. But Jesus understood that, you know, you got to be so about the Father's business in every aspect of your life and within the call on your life that sometimes you got to get up out of your house, get up out of the church house, get up out of the prayer call, get up out of the prayer circle, get on the whole armor of God and go out and do something to bring about justice. You got to know when it is your time. It said the Jews' Passover was at hand. So Jesus knew this was something that affected him, something that he was supposed to be involved in. So Jesus went up and it said when he got there, glory. He found that the principles of the Lord were being maligned. He found that God's house was being violated. He found that people no longer had a reverence for Christ. Now, he did not, it said. He did not sit the people down and say, listen now. I know this has been going on for 60 years, 400 years, all of these years before I got here. Let's just sit down and talk about this. No! See, he already knew they had the word. They knew what was right, but they chose not to. It said that instead of sitting down to talk with them, Jesus made a whip out of small cords. He drove them out with the whips. He drove out the sheep. He drove out the oxen. He turned the tables over. And as his disciples were astonished at seeing the righteous anger of Christ, it came back to them that the zeal of mine house hath consumed me, hath eaten me up. You see, when you have a zeal, glory, about justice, a zeal about righteousness, then the Christian in you can't sit back and watch all of this happening. Black unarmed men killed day after day by officers, and you sit there and respond, well, only if they would have obeyed, because you already know the law, that the officer is only the law enforcement officer who makes the arrest. He's not the judge. He's not the jury. He's not the executioner.
saying black lives matter does not mean that all lives don't matter. It doesn't mean that blue lives don't matter. All lives are not receiving the same disparity of the injustice that black lives are receiving. Blue lives are not receiving the same disparity of the injustice that we are, as black people, are receiving. What are you doing about this? Do what Jesus would do, because you know what Jesus did, because the precedence is already there, that there is such a thing as a righteous anger. And it tells us even in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there is a time to keep silent, but there is a time to speak. There is a time for peace, but there is also a time of war. Quit telling us to just sit back and pray about it and have faith, because even in James 2:17, the Bible teaches us that faith without works is dead. What would Jesus do? He would say that our lives matter. He would have the righteous indignation. Lord. Hallelujah. Whew. What would he do? Quit chastising us about standing up. Quit chastising us about all that is going on. Way back in the 60s, over 50 years ago, our mothers and daddies and grandfathers marched. They protested. The pictures you keep showing us of Dr. King marching peacefully, it is an insult to Dr. King. It is an insult to us, because the picture that you keep putting up is Bloody Sunday, the day they marched across Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, peacefully, and they were met by the Blue Lives Matter with hoses and dogs. They were beaten and killed. Quit telling us what Jesus would do. And you do what Jesus would do. You stand up against injustice. You open your mouth and be heard. You let your house know, your church know, your job know, your neighborhood know that you will not tolerate it. Glory. Just as if it was your own child. Hallelujah. We got to get ready to go into prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's just begin to praise God. Wherever you are right now, just begin to give him praise. We magnify the Lord. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come giving you the praise and the glory. Father, we honor you today for the power and the anointing that is on our lives, because the anointing destroys every yoke. God, help us, Lord, to truly do what Jesus would do. Help us, God, to clean the house of racism, clean the house of systemic, institutionalized criminal disparity in the criminal justice system. Help us to stand up for somebody's child, to stand up for someone's son. Help us to be confident in who we are in Christ. Help us, Lord God. Help us to understand that black lives matter. Lord, help us not to be afraid to fight. Now, Father, I come lifting up everyone listening right now. Father, that you would bless them, that you would magnify, that you would praise them and do miracles in their lives. Lord, that you would open doors and make way. Father, that you would heal them, that you would bless them financially, whatever their needs are. Most importantly, that you would save and sanctify, fill with the Holy Ghost and deliver. Father, that you would empower them. Ah, glory, rebuke the devourer from their home. God, do what only you can do, in ways that only you can do it. In Jesus' name, we say amen. Come on and say amen. Wherever you are, just begin to magnify Christ as we prepare to go to the altar call. And then I will end with your task for today. Come on and just tell God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For those of you who aren't saved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have been silent about this racism, for those of you who have judged every black person that has been killed instead of being willing to judge the cops who killed them, for those of you who found everything wrong with every black person that was killed, but nothing wrong with the cops who killed them, For those of you who don't have the ability to understand that you can still believe Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, and all lives matter at the same time, but understand that the Black lives are the ones that need your help right now. Glory. For those of you who are racist, for those of you who are prejudiced, on Daily Fire, I call a spade a spade. For those of you dealing with the implicit and explicit bias, please repeat after me against us. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent, Father, of my silence about racial injustice. I repent, Father, of my fear of standing up against racial injustice. I repent, Father, of my own racism, of my own implicit bias against the Black people. I repent, Lord, of my prejudice against Black people. I repent, Father, of the words I've said against Black people. Father, I want to do right. I want to live like Jesus lived. I want to change the world by being willing to stand up to unrighteousness. Now, Lord, I repent. Now, Father, I ask forgiveness, and I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Be my Lord. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. I am forgiven. Glory. I am now a Christian. And Lord, from this day forward, I will stand against unrighteousness. I will stand against racial injustice in the way that fits the call upon my life. Whether it's marching, whether it's donating, whether it's teaching, whether it's helping legislatively, whether it's joining the NAACP, whether it's supporting Black businesses, whether it's teaching my own household how we can do better, or a combination of these, whether it's letting my Black friends know that I love them, that I will be there for them, whatever I can do to clean house like Jesus did, lawfully, righteously, I will do. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ, and welcome to the John 2:15 family. Those Christians who are empowered and emboldened in Christ to understand that being a Christian is not equivalent to being a doormat. All right, now listen. How long do you fight, you ask? I'll give you the answer from Amos 5:24 that you've often heard the late, great Dr. King say. But let judgment run down its waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. Until we get to that day where we can all no longer have to say, where is justice? Because we've all seen it, and it permeates the criminal justice system in regard to their treatment of Black males and females. All right, our topic for today is what would Jesus do? Black Lives Matter. Your task for today is to advocate for Black people. Stand against the injustice. However you feel comfortable. If you don't feel comfortable marching, you don't have to go march. But you can make a donation to the NAACP and become a member. It's only $30 a year. You do not have to be Black to be a member of the NAACP. Buy a membership for your entire family. Go to NAACP.org. You can put in your address and find your unit. March, make a donation. Give water to the protesters. Call your Black friends. Let them know that you love them.
that you are there for them. Ask them, what do they need? Help stand for legislative change and criminal justice reform. Call your legislators. Call your congressmen. Call your mayors. Call your sheriffs. Tell them that you will not stand for this. If you have officers in your family, talk with them about this. I can definitely tell you that not all officers are bad, because as an attorney, I sue officers for racial injustice and police brutality and civil rights violations, but I've also defended officers. So I am the epitome of an attorney who can tell you that I don't believe all officers are bad. But a lot of them do have bias. They do have prejudices. Sit down and have a frank conversation with your non-black family members. Ask them, what is the first thing that comes to your mind when you see a black person? And then if it's something negative, ask them why. And you discuss it. Because there is bad and good in every race and in every nationality. But what would Jesus do? He would make a difference by standing against the unrighteousness. Will you do that today as well? We are angry, and it is a righteous anger. I'm going to leave you today with a song entitled We Done Dying by Tisha Gray. You will hear the anger that black men feel and that I feel in this song, but it ends with the reconciliation that we all need. We've had enough, and we can use your help. I'll see you live at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Make sure you share this word, follow by texting DF to 33222. Then you'll receive this teaching, and then you can share it, forward it to others, or send them to rossi.org. Enough! We done dying.
In 2020, still fighting voter suppression nationwide. Still being followed from the time we enter a store until the time we leave.
Or if you ain't walking in the street, then you ain't friend of me. You ain't kin to me. I'm a mortal man, I ain't looking for sympathy. I gotta enter me. I got people in control that want the end of me. And when they see me face to face, they wanna censor me. People mobbing in the streets, we got a problem. I can see the way to solve it is you need to try me. So I can show you eye for eye, so I can show you tip for tat, a teeth for teeth. I need release or reparation that I seek for the murdering of people that the same color as me. Murdering a George Floyd, murdering a Sandra Bland, murdering Breonna Taylor, guilt of my heart buried. Light of day, they'll never see it. Try me! You ain't supporting our deceit, then you my enemy. Or if you ain't walking in the street, you ain't a friend of me. You ain't kin to me. I'm a mortal man, I ain't looking for sympathy. Try me. You ain't supporting our deceit, then you my enemy. Or if you ain't walking in the street, then you ain't friend of me. You ain't kin to me. I'm a mortal man, I ain't looking for sympathy.
All that you want, you taking from me. We've given everything, even the air that we breathe.
I can't breathe.
We done dying.
All that you want.
We are not impatient. Waiting, waiting. Save face, not out of place. Waiting, waiting. Replace tape, they had a race. Waiting, waiting. Waiting, waiting. Waiting, waiting. Medicate to change my state. I can't take it. Intimidate to eliminate. They've been praying. We are not home. We've been traded, taken, seeking reparations. Might just
all that you want, you